Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones asking you to stay tuned for Ed Rudy's coverage of the Rolling Stones.
Brian Jones is sometimes called Rolling Jones by his fans, and he plays rhythm guitar and harmonica with the group, though he has had no musical training. He was born on February 22, 1944, in Cheltenham, England, and his father is a former school principal, or as they say, headmaster. He is quite extroverted and extremely exuberant when anything happens that makes him happy or that he considers funny. He is very friendly and most likely the most outspoken of the Rolling Stones.
What specific difference would you say there is between the Rolling Stones and the other British groups as of this point?
Well, the essential difference between ourselves and the British groups that are well known in the United States at the moment of the fact is really, I think we are the first to really have a strong sort of Negro rhythm and blues influence. We haven't sort of adapted our music from a watered-down form of rhythm and blues or rock and roll, such as the white American rock and roll. We've adapted our music from the early blues forms, you know. And actually, most of the groups in England now are copying us, whereas they used to copy the Beatles.
Yeah, I can't help but agree with you. A great many rhythm and blues sounds coming out of England at this point. Do you write any of the material that you sing?
Well, yes, we write a lot of it, actually. The ones that appear under the pseudonym Nanka Felge are written by all of us together, and Mick and Keith write a lot, and others of us do write, but we haven't had anything recorded by this group.
I see.
Lots of material, you know.
Right. Could you account for the phenomenal success that you've had here in America and around the world in any way? Why specifically have the Rolling Stones become such a fantastic success?
Well, we just provided the right thing at the right time. We've come along with a very raw sort of music where everything was rather sweet, you know, and sort of things were getting sort of sloppy and sentimental. In England they were anyway, and I believe so in America too, you know, with the sort of Cliff Richard sort of thing. And it was very soft, sweet music, and a new sort of tough element seemed to be growing up. I don't mean sort of tough kids, but a new sort of vital sort of urge seemed to be growing up amongst the young people, and we provided a music that had the same sort of vitality, and we came along at the right time with the right thing. So it's just sort of, you know, happened. Hasn't happened all that quickly. We've been around in England for about 18 months now, you know, and some groups make big records with their first ones, you know. We haven't. You know, it's like in America, it's taking time to build, you know.
Yes, I'm aware of that. And as a matter of fact, there seems to be a great deal of resistance to the group at the start. How would you account for that?
Well, I suppose there's always resistance to something new, isn't there?
Right.
Always. Always, there's always reaction to it. To every sort of action, there's a reaction, isn't there? So
yes.
It's
yes.
One of Newton's laws of motion or something like that. It's true, pop music as well. Yeah.
Right. I've read many, many magazine articles on the Rolling Stones that very, very uniquely for a British group were practically libelous. I've never seen any British group described in the way that the Rolling Stones have. Now, I've met the fellas. They're clean-cut looking boys. You've got very long hair, but you certainly don't look dirty. And this is an allegation that I have read so many times in the magazines, and I just can't understand it. Would you make an attempt to explain this to me and explain it to our listeners?
It's very difficult to explain. All I can do really is sort of deny it and say that I am, I'm speaking for myself. I resent it very much, being called dirty. And if anyone called me dirty to my face, I wouldn't take it lying down, you know. But, you know, sort of when you read it in magazines, there's very little you can do. We're really at the sort of mercy of magazine writers. What they write, people believe, you know. And they've written so much dirty rubbish about us,
yeah.
You know, I do feel very resentful of it, but I just hope that this time around we can show people that we're not dirty, we're not really scruffy, and we're not thick, you know.
Right. As a matter of fact, appearance-wise, and your mode of dress is not really very unlike the Beatles style.
I should say it's English, you know, sort of, we're English.
The length of your hair is longer, is it not?
Well, a lot of people have long hair this way in England. Not everybody, not all the young people do. But it's pretty well accepted, you know, if people want to grow their hair long, you know, they're not laughed at anymore in England, you know.
They say the way they tell the difference between a boy and a girl in England, since they both have long hair and tight pants, if the pants are tighter and the hair is longer, it's a boy.
Well, there you go.